The truck jolted, sending the cages sliding into each other. I gritted my teeth and squeezed my eyes shut, as if that might somehow quell the pain that ripped my head apart. It didn't. Nothing could. And they never gave me any drugs to numb the never-ending headaches. I'd swear I could still feel the thick needles of the neural monitoring system penetrating the ports in my skull. The NMS was their favorite experiment. It was my nightmare. My freedom and manacle. The price that must be paid to be allowed in the arena. What I wouldn't give to be standing in the arena now with Jay, RC, and Ash. My joints ached, muscles stiff, and my body tingled with a numbness brought on by limited blood circulation in this cruelly small cage. I rubbed the round ports spanning across my forehead and tried to focus my thoughts on something, anything, other than my current predicament. I could pray, but I'd lost my faith in God a long time ago. The truck lurched, drawing a grunt from my throat. The motion exacerbated the throbbing in my head. Lucky Axel for being sedated through this nightmare. I exhaled, curling my fingers through locks of hair, twisting, pulling until the tiny pinpricks of pain that sparked across my scalp lessened the deeper pounding ache. I needed to focus on something, but I had nothing, not even memories. Trying just frustrated me. My recollection of my old life had been ripped slowly from my consciousness over time by the NMS. All that remained were murky, fragmented glimpses. I opened my eyes and studied the dim interior. The last time I was in a truck, I was alone, my hands tied in front of me while I cowered in the dark. This time I was not bound, just caged, and I wasn't alone. The others were dozing, except the twins. They blinked at me in the darkness, their blue eyes aglow. Axel, who was locked in the metal container next to me, had been so heavily dosed with tranquilizers that he'd be out for hours. Next to him, a muzzled black-and-white kitten was crammed into the tiniest cage. Her fragile body rose and fell with the quick, shallow breaths of a nightmare as she flexed her claws. I could hear wind. The outside was just on the other side of the truck's wall. I'd never been so close to it, and the dismal reality that I couldn't smell the fresh air made me feel cheated. One breath. That was all I wanted. Air that wasn't sterilized and stale. I wasn't cold, but I shivered anyway and wrapped my arms around my bare torso, trying to remember the comfort of an embrace. Unless I was in the arena, all I was allowed to wear were black sweatpants and the neutralizer band around my right biceps. Sometimes I couldn't even wear sweatpants. They weren't watching us, and I trusted the twins not to tell them. So now was one of the few times I could uncover my whisper. I pondered that word before I moved. Whisper. Proof that I'd been fully assimilated. It was RC's word, now embedded into my vernacular as well. A whisper was a secret confined to a small group of trusted people. A true secret never passed through the Keeper's lips. We didn't have many secrets in Project Alpha. Mostly whispers. Secrets weren't safe in eroding minds. Squirming in my confinement, I shifted my body enough to extract a folded photograph from the small hole inside my waistband. It was a miracle I'd managed to keep it hidden for so long. Without the help of Finn and Reese, it would have been taken from me and destroyed. It had aged since the day my blood sister slipped it into my pocket. The surface was crinkled and permanently creased, the edges bent, a corner torn. The ink had faded after a few cycles through the wash,